Tuesday night for halacha.
Okay, just to close up the discussion we're having about asking mechila, which everybody takes seriously, not just minasof alachutz, but you have to think and ask mechila from people that have tainus on you. What about if someone's upset at you and you're convinced he has no good reason to be? So do you have to, should you go ahead and ask him mechila? You hold he's wrong. So what's the shaila? That's what everybody here is thinking. So there's two reasons why you should, given in the poskim. One is that obviously maybe he does have a good reason and you're wrong, so you really can't be the proper judge of that. So even if you think he has no justification for it, and he's not right, but you're a Valdova, you're Nageya, so you should ask a Mechila anyway, even if you feel he's wrong. That's one reason. Another reason is that there's actually a Sfas Emes, a Meseches Yuma, at the end of Meseches Yuma, the sugyas of being Mephias, another person, where he shows from a Gemara, he learns from the Gemara, that you have to be Mephias someone, even if he wrongfully has tainus to you. That's a Sfas Emes. In other words, if you look in the Sfarim, they bring down the Sfas Emes as a particular Chiddush, not just a Chashash, because maybe you're wrong and he's right. And he does have a reason to have tainus to you. But the Vasemis holds that even if the Libidamus he's taka wrong, but even from the perspective that he's wrong, you have to ask a Mechila. That's Vasemis. That's the Vasemis. It's Chiddush, really. L'chaira, even the Vasemis is talking about, this is in Svara, I would say, that he's only talking about if you did something to someone else and you did something. No, he has no right to have tainus to you, but he does have tainus to you, so you have to ask him a mechila. But let's say, sometimes the case is you didn't do anything to the guy. You know, he's jealous of you, or he's angry at you, he's resentful of you, maybe because of jealousy, because of whatever. So then, l'chayr, even the sfasemus would be moida. And if it's just he has tainus to me, and nothing happened that would give him rise to have such tainus, the L'chayra, even the Sfasemis is Moda. The Gemara is talking where the case there is where someone did something to someone else, but he was justified. So the person having tainus was unjustified. Afu Pikain, the Sfasemis says what he says. Okay.